How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Now, something I wanted to talk about on this podcast.
Wait a minute, are we getting to the subject of the podcast right at the beginning of it?
Well,
it seems haphazard. Oh, I sounded drunk then, didn't I?
You did sound a bit drunk there.
It sounded haphazard.
All I was going to say is... Where the fuck is Natasha Bedingfield?
Where the fuck is Natasha Bedingfield?
You know, she was such a big deal, wasn't she?
Yeah, and her brother.
And her brother! And then she did the theme song to The Hills. Do you remember that? Being a big deal back in around 2011.
The Hills, they were the rich people?
Yeah, it was the precursor to TOWIE.
And were they like... That was reality?
It was, I think, enhanced...
Structured reality.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And Natasha Bedingfield, she sung that song. She was struggling to write some words. Read some Byron Shelley and Keats, recited it over some hip-hop beats.
Oh, my God.
And that came on my random playlist the other day in the gym, and I openly started laughing. But where is she now? What is she doing with her time? Where the fuck are you, Natasha?
Get in touch. You know the P.O. box.
You know the P.O. box.
I don't know. She's probably, like, married and, like, teaching yoga.
Is that what happens, do you think, when you get to a certain earnings threshold?
Yeah.
You just go in to the yoga shop, buy yourself... What, a loose tee and some leggings?
Yep, and no bra top.
You get no bra top?
No, and a bra top.
And a bra top, right.
And maybe one of those mats you put on the floor?
Yeah, you definitely have one of those. Like, you definitely have your own one.
Yes, you definitely would. And you'd have, like, a bottle that filters your water as you drink
it. Oh, you definitely would have one of those.
Yeah, that's who I want to be.
With one of those, like a hole at the top so you can put it on some sort of belt clip. Is that what it's for?
I don't think it's for a belt clip. I think it's for a backpack.
Like an Eastpak.
If I saw you...
Yeah.
With a drink clipped to your belt.
How would you feel?
Really upset.
I would feel
like it was the beginning of you letting yourself go.
Yeah, I think it would be. I think I would have let myself go. Also, I would worry about my hips. Not to talk about Shakira.
But that's my
next question.
Where is Shakira?
Where the fuck is Shakira?
And are her hips lying wherever she is?
Well, I think her hips have been lying because...
Loved her.
Loved and continue
Huge
to.
Huge crush.
Whatever, forever. Whenever, forever?
Whenever.
And she sort of sings like that. Shakira.
Yeah, she does a bit of that, doesn't she?
Ooh, love to love, and hips don't lie. She sounds a bit like that. If you go like that, and then you can turn it into Morrissey by going...
Oh. By pretending you're one of the adults in Charlie Brown.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Shakira. So what we're saying is Shakira and Morrissey, same person.
Never seen them in the same room?
Never seen them in the same room. And I think Morrissey, his hips wouldn't lie either, would they?
No, they'd probably be really earnest about telling the truth and then telling you about animal rights.
Oh, at least.
Hello, dear like-minded friend. It is Susie here. Now, this is a little moment to tell you about a magazine that you may have heard of. You might have read it before. You might have never heard of it. It's called The Economist. And it is a fantastic magazine that's not just about economy, don't worry. It's about a whole host of subjects: politics, business, science, technology, arts, the environment. It sort of gives you a little recap on everything that's going on. So maybe you don't have time to read a newspaper every day, or maybe, you know, get your news online like so many of us do and just get, you know, stories here and there rather than getting a really great sort of combination of lots of things that have happened over the week or over the month. But you can get a free copy of The Economist now if you visit economist.com/like-minded. Now, I read some earlier this week and it is fabulous. It's a real great read and it really makes you feel like you're on top of what's going on in the world. Because I don't know about you, I often feel like I'm getting so much stuff thrown at me that I can't take it all in. So sometimes having something like this, and you can try it for free, will give you just a better idea of what's going on. So I'll give you that again. It's theeconomist.com/like-minded and you can get your free copy delivered directly to your door. Now, I think you'd be mad not just to give it a try. That's economist.com/like-minded. So the other day I was on the way back from a tour show.
Clang.
And Jenny Bead was driving.
Thanks, Jenny. Jenny Bead.
And I Googled, what's Samantha Mumba up to?
See, what is she up to?
Still making music.
Great to hear. But where?
That's the big question.
Another thing I think that happens to singer-songwriters of a certain earning threshold is they get their own studio in their home.
Sure.
And then I think they just fuck around, but they can always use the excuse of like, I'm just making music, just working on some tracks of my own, working on my own music. It's often that.
Putting some Keats over a hip-hop beat.
You know she's always got that beat, that drum machine going.
Natasha. With her library of poets.
She's got the romantic poets on one hand. She's got the drum machine on the other. She's just trying to make it work. Yeah. Dead Poets and Drum Machines.
Which is the sequel to Dead Poets Society, which wasn't as successful.
It was very successful. Standing on the Table. I bet she does that too. Yeah, I think if you've got your own studio in your own home, you're doing quite well.
And I think quite a lot of people write for other people.
Is that, yeah, that is what happens, isn't it?
Yeah. So I remember my friend doing an advert with someone that was like a musician, actor person who did like adverts because they were super attractive.
Oh.
It was a guy.
Oh.
And she was like, oh, what do you do? And he was like, oh, like, I make music. And she was like, all right, anything I'd have heard of? And he was like, some of Little Mix or something like that.
Oh,
like Little Mix,
yeah.
Or like, I don't think it was Girls Aloud because that's too far away. But like, it was someone like Little Mix, and I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, people...
I think they do that, don't they?
People make songs. They're like, you can make... But do you make loads of money in music like you used to because of downloading?
I think there are still revenue streams on it.
I think Adele's done all right.
You know what? I think Adele doesn't have to worry.
Spotify.
She's not on Spotify, for one thing, but I think she's not... Even if she was, I don't think she'd be worried about whether or not to put the heating on.
No, I don't think she'd ever be like, oh,
well, I'll be all right, I'll just put a jumper on.
She's never going to say that.
She's never going to say that. Never for the rest of
her
life.
Well, she might, though, because she is sort of... She hasn't forgotten who she is, has she?
She hasn't forgotten who she is. That's true. But do you think you'd just be like, if I was Adele, which sometimes I, like, when I wake up in the morning, I think, has it happened?
And you're not.
And I'm still not Adele. I sometimes wonder, like, would I not just put the heating on whenever I wanted if I was Adele?
I mean, I think you would, yeah.
Go down, get in the Range Rover Evoque. Imagine they've got an Evoque.
And where would you go to in your Range Rover?
That's the problem. Where would you go to?
If you were Adele. Well, I think that's why she lives in LA.
That's why she lives in LA, because people are used to seeing famous people.
Right. But she's like upper echelons of fame, isn't she?
She's super fame.
And people love her.
People love her. Yeah, she couldn't go like... What I like to do with my mum on a day off is maybe go around somewhere like Wicks.
Sure.
Or Sainsbury's Home Base.
Lovely. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
You know, sometimes they have a sale on plants. But that's going to be difficult for Adele.
That is going to be difficult for Adele.
Although, when she's not got her big hair on...
Well, yeah, Alan Carr, who we were both with last night,
clang,
was telling us all about his lovely wedding, which sounds very exciting.
Yeah.
Adele was priest.
Yeah, it was very intriguing.
The registrar or something. Anyway, it all sounded very exciting. But I think Al has said to me before that she can sort of get away with it when she's...
Oh, yeah.
But she's just such a nice person. That's what I'm really pleased about. Because I've always really liked her music. And then obviously getting to know Alan, clang, dropped clang. Another name, won't pick it up. Just thrilled to hear that she's a bit of a legend as well.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
nice, isn't
Sounds
it?
Like she was very, very wonderful.
Yeah. It is disappointing when you, like, people that you have loved turn out to be pricks.
Yes. I'm trying to think of some examples right now. 1,000 names. No, actually, no, not very rarely does it happen that you're, like,
disappointed. I think less so in comedy.
I think people in comedy are much more... There's a few, I suppose.
Mm.
No, but I say that, actually. Anybody... I've been told, like, oh, they're a nightmare. There's always actually been very nice.
Quite nice, yeah. The thing is, as well, is, like, sometimes... Like, I don't think anyone would ever think that I was a nightmare, but people might be like, oh, she was really cold. And it was just like, maybe I was having a bad day.
Maybe I can't imagine you'd be cold to people, Susie. I
don't think
I've ever... Okay, well, that one time then, but... Apart
no,
from that...
No, do you know what I mean? Like, people do have, like... I think it must be hard being someone that's super famous and, like, you're always...
Yeah, people are always, like, waiting.
Can I have some?
Can I have some? This is my moment with you.
Yeah,
and
my perfect moment
My perfect moment. And will they be nice? Or will they, you know, they're wanting, like, some sort of story. And everybody's got, like, oh, what were they like when you met them?
And, like oh, They signed my camera?
They signed my camera.
They signed my camera. It was really annoying. Now I can't use my camera.
They signed the lens of my camera. They vandalised my camera. Who has a camera?
Do you get recognised much now?
Oh, on occasion, Susie, but not really. People go, who's that?
Oh, yeah, that.
Or at a family party in Sidcup on Sunday.
Clang.
Where there was a Frank Sinatra impersonator.
Clang. Okay. You've already told me half of this story, and I really want to hear all of it. So, tell me. Sidcup. For those that aren't aware of Sidcup, we've got listeners all over the world, Tom.
All over the world. So for those of you in, I don't know, Sydney or...
Idaho.
Shanghai, Riyadh, Wherever you
are. Sure, wherever you might be.
Wherever you are, let me tell you about Sidcup. Sidcup, apart from having the most elegant name of any town in the world,
Sidcup.
It's just next to Bromley. It's
Bromlar.
It's quite near the A road that leads you onto the M25.
Lovely.
Clang. And it's also where they used to have a shop called Fads, where Mum and I used to go and look at wallpaper samples.
Oh, I remember Fads.
What happened to Fads? I mean, it was clearly just a fad.
I think people just started buying things.
It's differently.
Online or from every, like, you don't need one shop that does wallpapers now. It's like, well, I want to be able to get my wallpapers and my carpet.
Well, the thing is, who's,
and my hairdryer in the same
place. Why can't I? Yeah, but who's buying wallpaper?
Yeah, it's not very in, is it?
It's not very in, although I stayed in a hotel with one textured wall. I very much enjoyed it.
My mum is a big fan of one textured wall. I don't mind telling you.
It can really add to a room.
Sure.
But it's a stressful thing, isn't it, to put it up, get that table out that comes out of the garage.
Imagine that's the sort of thing that your mum and dad would have. My parents wouldn't, because my dad's really cack-handed and mum won't let him do things.
Oh, really? So I can't imagine that.
They'd ask someone to come around and do it.
Oh, they have a person to come in. Oh, that's
very
nice.
A family friend.
Of course. Yeah, mum and dad would like that, but dad won't permit it, so dad insists on doing
it. Right, potentially it would cause a divorce.
Yeah, more arguments than it's worth.
Yeah.
Mum and Dad quite like it. Mum likes to do a ceiling. She likes to gloss the radiators. Obsessed with glossing radiators and skirting boards. Very much.
Has that been something that's happened more since she's not worked?
I would guess, I dare say, you know. And in fact, actually, it might be a nice project to just get on with.
Sure.
I mean, I'd like Mum to learn how to do architraving, because the skirting boards need replacing.
Is that what it's called, architraving?
Yeah, it's a good word. I only learnt about a year ago.
Oh, and you've left it this long to tell me it?
Mm. Yeah.
Very
selfish.
Wanted
to get my hands on it.
So Sidcup.
Sidcup. The sort of, it's more suburban than Bromley, I would say.
Right.
And it nestles between.
Who lives in the burbs in Sidcup?
Sidcup. There are some people from there, but I can't think who. I'm trying to think.
Just families.
It's families, yeah.
Sure.
There's like Wellin, there's Sidcup, there's Bexley Heath, Bexley Village, Bexley.
Oh, I'd like to live in Bexley Village. Is it quite nice there?
Bexley Village is very nice, actually, Susie.
Is it quite upmarket? Would I fit in?
Yes and yes.
And would I be the only lesbian there?
Yes, absolutely.
But do you think they would sort of take that on in like, oh, great, we've got one? Or would it be more like, watch out, she might steal your apples?
Like, they wouldn't worry about you stealing their apples. They would be like, oh, there's a new couple moved in. They're lesbians, actually, but they're very nice.
Sure. Would people be thinking, I know how to respond to this because we had to go on a course at work?
Yeah, they would definitely have gone on a course at work when they were, I don't know, maybe some sort of middle range management.
When they had to be like, and this is how we use
inclusive
words.
Language. Yeah, 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 yeah. This is how we stop offending people all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably would have done something like that. It's a bit like the two gays who moved into the corner house, they were mum and dad, and it was like the boys in the corner. I mean, they're in their 50s.
The boys in the corner. That's like also the name of Dizzy Rascal's first album.
Is it?
Da Boy in Da Corner.
Oh, well, of course. I imagine the neighbours must be very down with Dizzy Rascal.
Well, I imagine so.
I imagine so too.
I was a huge fan of that album.
Huge fan. I'm trying to think what Sidcup is comparable to.
I mean, nothing, that's the thing.
That's the thing. It's very nothingy sort of place, I have
to say. You get there. Did you know there was going to be a Frank Sinatra impersonator?
No, but you can assume.
Sure.
I would say any of the pubs in the Bromley Sidcup area on a Sunday afternoon, the entertainment they will have is Frank Sinatra, no question.
Lovely.
Love Frank Sinatra because I think men in that area find that that's acceptable as a performance. Somebody who wore a dinner jacket and sort of sung in a sort of winsome way about their self-aggrandizing achievements. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I found it really bizarre that so many people have, like, My Way at their funeral, and it's like, that is the least your way thing to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. How many
like,
am I going to funerals?
I think, like, one of my granddads had it.
Oh, I'm sure.
But he also had Rhinestone Cowboy, so you know.
Oh, that's a good one.
Right? But that idea of, like, being like, and I'm going to surprise everyone and have my way. It's like, it's not your way.
Well, also, like, how many people get to live life my way, like in the way of multi-millionaire international superstar.
What was your way, my granddad? Like working in delivering coal? Was that
working
your
hard,
way?
Working hard. But what I don't understand is that sort of thing of like, that sort of slightly, I mean, what is that sort of like slightly, awkward sort of male behaviour? That's basically what it seems to
be. Yeah.
It's like, well, I did it my way.
It's quite odd. Who else, would there have any other singers?
No, it would be a Frank Sinatra impersonator.
Or nothing.
There's
There wouldn't be a carpenter.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
No, okay.
Like, that's what I was saying. Or Mum was like, oh, I just can't stand an ABBA tribute band as long as they're not an ABBA tribute band. And I was like, but at least they're fun. Mum's like, I can't stand ABBA. I think because she felt like ABBA was very much in her face in the 70s.
Sure.
She thought it was too much.
I think my mum finds ABBA a bit too much.
Really?
Yeah, I think I think she might like a couple of their songs, but she'd be a bit like, oh, that's enough.
Yeah, I think, like, Mum and Dad once got given tickets to go and see Mamma Mia and they didn't enjoy it because there was dancing in the aisles. And the previous week they'd gone to see Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and they really enjoyed that. I got them tickets.
Very gay.
Do you remember when we did that charity gig together?
I know how you got those free tickets to Priscilla.
So did a charity gig for a gay charity, which will remain unnamed.
Nameless?
Remain nameless, thank you. No words today.
No words, other than that word for skirting boards. What is it again?
Architraving, that's the only word I know.
Can't wait for your show tonight at the Soho.
Sorry, everyone.
Architraving?
Architraving. So what about architraving? So had a horrible gig.
Absolutely awful, both of us.
Awful gig.
Was on a raffle. I was on before the raffle. And then there was a drag queen, and then Tom was on.
But
is that right?
The raffle was after. I think they wanted to put me on.
Right. So did we both warm up for the raffle?
We both warmed up for the raffle, yeah.
But the thing was, the trouble is, you can't have a drag queen and then be like, and now all sit down and behave, it's comedy.
Because you've got to sort of watch and engage with it in a different way. Like, a drag queen is, like, such a different, like, high energy.
Yeah, also people can dance with a drag queen.
Yeah. Whereas with us, they cannot.
They cannot dance.
They will not. So having had this, like, monstrous time there with some quite a highfalutin gaze that I wanted to impress.
Oh, me too, yeah. But they were not impressed by me.
They were repulsed. And then, as is often the case with any gay people, I find. And then, And then I had gallantly put, like been splashed with the raffle tickets at the beginning. I'm like, yeah, it's £20 worth of raffle tickets, please, to try and be magnanimous for the charity event. And then fucking won.
Yeah.
So after dying and everyone hating me, I then had to go back up on stage.
It
was horrible. Horrible. And then, but it was tickets to see Priscilla.
Did you feel like you couldn't go because you were like, well,
I just didn't have time, I don't think.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom.
So I sent Mum and Dad. Dad said it was the best thing he'd ever seen. They like that.
They like it.
I think they found that quite sincere, whereas they found Mamma Mia a bit, you know, here come the girls.
Etc.
Hen party, like being in some massive hen party.
I think it is like that.
Mm.
That is like that, yeah, which I find tricky.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
me too.
There's only so much I can take of that.
So was the Frank Sinatra singer good?
Oh, yeah, it was good, and everybody seemed to like
it.
Did
everyone lose their minds?
I mean, kind of, a bit. But it's like, part of me was just sort of like, why can't we have just someone come up and sing some songs? But, like, that's almost, like, too embarrassing for suburbia.
For someone to just be like, hi, I'm John, and I'm going to do a couple of numbers.
Yeah, get out a guitar, just sing a couple of songs
in
the background.
Like, oh.
People would find that, like, a bit like, oh, what's this?
Right. But if someone's like, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Frank Sinatra.
People are like, oh, finally something we feel comfortable with.
Right. That is very odd.
Yeah. Would that be the same in Portsmouth, I wonder?
No, they'd have, like, a singer in a pub.
Would they?
They'd do like a few different people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that'd be the kind of thing that Mum and Dad might like to go to on a Sunday.
What sort of songs would they sing?
Maybe like some Don McLean, maybe some American Pie.
Mm.
That sort of thing. Probably a couple of Sinatras.
Of course.
Maybe a couple of Beatles numbers or like David Cassidy.
Oh, yeah.
That sort of
lovely
thing.
Lovely choices. Yeah. Rather than, they wouldn't do the Carpenters.
No, I would doubt it. Or they might have a girl that would come on and do a couple of Karen Carpenter numbers, because then it's a bit
more
acceptable for a woman to be doing it. Yeah. She's allowed to be, like, silly.
Yeah, yes.
She's allowed to be silly and have her time to dress up and pretend to be someone else. But a man does it. No, come on.
This is embarrassing. Please don't do that. Yeah, there is something about, like, that's what that longing
toxic
for camp...
Toxic masculinity.
But, like, everybody was lovely, I hasten to add, at this party. But there is something about, I've noticed in various pubs around that area, that's the sort of, if we ever go to a pub on a Sunday afternoon, that's the only kind of thing that's allowed. There's nothing camp about it. And the idea of flamboyancy, I think. Because Frank Sinatra is the opposite of flamboyance in my mind.
Sure.
He's kind of just wearing a dinner jacket, sort of like doing those kind of throwaway deliveries. Yeah. No one's...
All that character.
No one's being vulnerable.
No, 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 no. It's like, well, maybe I made a few mistakes, but hey, that's who I am. Don't
that's
change
life.
Me.
That's what I'm.
And then, like, with some quite bad sound system.
Yes, a big PA, yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, the idea of, like, growing up amongst that and the idea of someone being like, well, what about if we all...
some Noel Coward.
What about some Noel Coward, everyone? No, and no engagement of that, no, like, leap to engage with that in... It wouldn't be okay to just try and do some, you know, mad about the boy. No one would be interested in that. You know? So it was interesting for that. But, you know, David Bowie was from that area.
You know?
That's what you've got to remember.
Yeah, I find, like, I'm doing a tour show home in Portsmouth, and I'm really looking forward to it. But there is part of me that's like, I was like, yeah, book it in. And, like, obviously I'm doing tour shows all over the country.
Clang.
But all of a sudden, as soon as I put the one in Portsmouth, like, as soon as we confirmed it, I was like, oh, there's part of me that's, like, embarrassed. That I'm like, oh, my God, look at me going home to show off.
Oh, it's so stressful.
What, yeah. Like, I'm not showing off. It's my job. I mean, my job is showing off. But
yes.
Why am I... It's like, oh, no, am I going to look like an idiot? Oh, no.
Yes.
Of course you won't.
But that is the thing. Like, all that, like, waves of self-consciousness of ourselves. I mean, I feel it a bit like living at mum and dad's. I feel like I'm still in that wave of, like, oh, what am I doing? Like, who do I think I am? Packing a bag to go off and do a gig? Who do I think I am? Getting in a car, driving. What, like a grown-up? No.
Not for you.
Not for you. Get back in your room. Listen to your tapes. So no one sees you.
Like, if you went back to school now, what would you do anything differently?
Oh, that's a good question. No, I'd do it my way. I think I would do it. You'd just do it with more confidence, I suppose, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
And those times where you just sort of felt a bit vulnerable, you probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know, you probably wouldn't. So what would you do differently?
Well, I don't know, I just, like, I don't know whether I would, like, I look back now and I'm like, oh God, I was probably like this just, like, ball of frenetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you want to do something? Like, let's hang out. Let's do something. Let's go.
Yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Like, trying to, like, please people and be like, like, can I be what you want?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All of that shit all the time.
Oh.
And, like, I just wonder whether, I don't know if I would have been more laid back. But then I think, like, oh, well, if I had done all those things, maybe I wouldn't have found that I was really into acting. And then through acting, I found stand-up. And through stand-up, I found you.
And here we are. Well,
it
mean,
is sort of, yeah, that sort of... I've spoken to a couple of friends who this in the last couple of years have been asked to go back to their school to give a talk. I mean, I haven't.
Yeah.
It's important to know that.
Are you in touch?
No.
So there you go.
Also, Catholic school. I don't think I'm there, role model.
Well, you're very abstemious.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Does it mean I'm into skirting boards?
Yeah, it's like architripping.
Great. But yeah, like, if you had to go back and, like, give a speech to your school.
Sure.
I'd be like, guys, this is awful.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're hating it, you're right.
Would you...
And some of your teachers are prigs. Okay, bye.
Good luck with everything. I wonder if I would, A, embrace failure a bit more, allow myself to have a bit more fun.
Yeah.
I mean, and if I was in that era, I was thinking just, like, would I have come out sooner? In a way, maybe I could have done. But actually, no, it was unthinkable. There would have been no support, I don't think. There would have been...
No, I mean, we were talking earlier about the musical Everybody's Talking About Jamie.
Oh, yes.
And, that's based on a true story of a guy that wanted to go to his prom in a dress.
Mm.
And his mum's really supportive and everyone's... His dad's a bit of a prick. But then the teachers are like, we're not sure this is a good thing to do. But I don't know how people are that young have that much confidence. Like, it's insane. Although I have a little cousin who's really confident, and he's Louis, he's like 15. He's very comfortable with who he is, and...
Yeah, well, I think probably from the outside, we probably looked more confident than we...
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, doing our thing.
Were you quite flamboyant?
To an extent. I was certainly eccentric, and I felt very passionate about that. I felt very like, no, this is me, like, I can't not be this. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I was like, I'd make enough compromises for you people. Kind of
right, so when you would go to school with your briefcase...
Sure.
Was it that like a form of, like, armour?
Almost a sense of, well, if I'm going to be picked up for being different, I'd rather be really different rather than, like, trying to curtail to myself.
Oh, I really tried to fit in.
I went through phases.
Yeah, of course. But I think it shows such a, I don't know, such a strength of character to be like, no, I'm going to do this.
I suppose so. But that's nice of you to say. I mean, maybe it was, I don't know, at the time I felt very like, well, I'm going to be this person. And it's like, well, if I'm going to be picked on, then I'd rather be picked on, or, you know, for a bit. For, I may as well go all out.
Sure. Hmm.
But did you fit in?
No. No, but I don't think it was as obvious as I thought it was. Retrospectively, sure. I really didn't.
Yeah, right.
You know, but then I just spent such a long time trying to be, like, to fit in or just to be, not to be other.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was just about my sexuality. I think it was a lot to do with, like, going into such a bizarre career and always, you know, wanting to, not that I would say that I was necessarily, like, the class clown or anything like that, but I feel like always trying to, I don't know, to prove something, to be liked, to be, sure. You know, just I think that's a very normal thing that happens to gay and straight people and anyone else under the LGBTQ plus banner.
Sure. What a banner that is as well.
Long.
It's going out the door now.
It is.
Won't fit on the stage. Or the, what would we call it, a dais? Maybe a dais. A dais, is what it's called? One of the stages at a rally.
Oh, Tom, you know, I've never been to a rally. What rallies have you been to?
Oh, you know, like a march. You've been on a march, haven't you, Suze?
Well, I've been on a queer march. Yeah.
Sure you have. Of course you have. You know me. One of those stages they put up at the end for someone to go and make a speech.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I'm normally drunk by then.
Me too. Me too. It's
so I try and encourage them to let me do a speech, and I'm arrested a few days later, and we all had a lovely pride.
We had a lovely pride, except for that appearance in the magistrate's court. But I might go to some more prides this year, by the way.
You are?
I might do.
Good for you.
So I'm not going to Edinburgh. I might go to Brighton Pride.
Oh,
what are your thoughts
on that?
I'm really
jealous. Go to Brighton Pride. It's so much fun.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Was it fun?
Super.
Because a friend of mine told me about how he went to a wine evening in Brighton, and as he was leaving, someone was so drunk they tried to fist themselves. What are your thoughts on that vis-a-vis Pride?
I mean, I think that's very shocking.
I mean, yeah, but he said it in such a blasé way, I thought, maybe this is de rigueur.
I mean, I don't even know how you would start that.
According to the friend who told me the story, he was trying to fist himself by the bin opposite, on the seafront, and his friend was stood there going, no, Gary, not again. Come on, let's go home.
Had they also been to the wine tasting event?
Well, I assume so.
God, they must have tasted a lot of wine.
Yeah, I don't know if they were tasting it by the end.
No, I imagine they weren't tasting anything.
Mm.
Oh, what a funny mood to be in. Do you want to fist yourself?
What? But also, what an ambidextrous thing. Maybe he was auditioning for Cirque du Soleil.
See, that's the thing.
There's a place for everybody.
Hidden talents.
Hidden talents, you
put
see.
Put that on Britain's Got Talent.
Put that that one on ITV on a Saturday night.
Let's see you how know. Simon Cowell likes that.
What? I wonder how many ticks that would get. You're through to the next round. You're through something. oh, we have fun. But I mean, intriguing, really.
I think so.
Very intriguing. Now, what was I going to say? Where are we up to?
We're almost done.
I was also going to say I did Loose Ends the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And Lisa Stansfield was on.
Hello. Clang.
Clang, everyone, firstly. Firstly, I was on there interviewing Diane Morgan, who does Philomena Kunk.
Who is fantastic. Kunk.
And I said to her before, like, I don't know why you're not on everything, and now I think it's happening, which I'm really pleased about. I mean, I know that sounds like I've taken ownership of that.
Yeah.
But so be it. I think she's so funny.
So funny.
She's just what this, you know, nonsense era needs. Is her character's called Philomena Kunk, and it's called Kunk on Britain, and it's a spoof documentary about Britain.
It's so funny.
It's so,
I heard
so funny.
Asking a historian who someone inventing potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
So stupid. Around.
When he invented the potato.
So was that when he invented the potato? Like, so funny.
And those cutaways of her, like, interviewing someone and then her, like, rolling her eyes when they take too long to, like,
yeah,
these academics.
Yeah.
It's so,
so
funny.
Funny.
It's so funny. It's so witty. It's so intelligent. And
oh,
just
look
good.
It up. Look it up.
Yeah. It's on iPlayer. I recommend it highly. And I was on there interviewing her for Loose Ends, and it was a lovely line of people, but Lisa Stansfield was one of the musicians on there. And I thought, I haven't heard from Lisa Stansfield for a long time.
Did you used to hear from her?
Well, of course, we were pen pals. And then she turns up, she's got this lovely scarf on,
Of course.
Lovely. One of those scarves that loops round. What are they called?
Oh, I don't know, but I know what you mean. Like a...
Like a snood, but not.
Snood.
Is it a snood?
Yeah, I think
it was
so.
Was that cashmere, though? I did a lovely flat cap on. Very nice. And she came in and she sang her new song. Watching her sing up close, if I could say that to my childhood self, Lisa Stanfield, as close to me as I am to you, she was brilliant. Really, just her and a piano. Oh, my goodness.
Amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
Heard it here first.
If you, I mean, I think they're playing her song a lot at the moment. It's called Billionaire. I loved it.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Hitting those high notes at like 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, see, that's the thing. That's what you get when you book a Stansted.
Stansfield, not a Stansted.
Damn it.
Stansfield Airport. That would be a nice airport. They should rename it after Lisa Stansfield.
That would be great.
Because people would be going around the world.
Oh, Tom. Oh, that was very
wow.
good.
I was impressed with that.
Yeah, you must be thrilled.
That's that coffee you brought me.
Now, Tom, you're still on tour.
Yes. Yes, still
all
on
details
tour.
At tomindeed.com.
Yes.
And I'm also still on tour.
Yes.
All details at susieruffle.com.
And Susie is doing a lovely big venue in Portsmouth. So I think, now what date is the Portsmouth one?
The 24th of May, I think. Yeah, 24th of May.
24th of May, if you're in the Portsmouth area, come on.
Come on down.
We're going to have, well, this is going to be a big deal.
All my family will be there. You can hang out with all of us.
That's going to be three quarters of the audience. But
very stressed.
But no.
It's going to be lovely.
It's going to be lovely. It's a homecoming gig and they're going to be so proud of you. So if you are Portsmouth or near Portsmouth, for example, Southampton.
Yes.
For example, Poole.
Yes.
For example, Christchurch.
Yes.
Bournemouth.
Yes.
Even as far as that Winchester.
Yes.
Andover.
All those
Basingstoke.
Places.
Very easy to travel into Portsmouth.
Yes.
Isle of Wight, get the ferry. Can you get the ferry from the other way
yes.
to Portsmouth?
Yes. Hovercraft. Done by 10. Yeah.
Hovercraft. Oh, I remember a man coming in to do a speech about hovercrafts in assembly when I was in year six. He said it's brilliant because it's a cross between a plane, a boat, and a car.
You thought this is amazing.
I thought this is amazing. Why aren't we talking about it? Next thing I knew, hovercraft had been cancelled.
Ah. Oh.
From Dover. Yeah, used to be one. Dover or Folkestone?
Across... There is still one from Portsmouth.
Oh. Well, thank
God.
God for that. It's a lovely feeling when you get on it.
And then it goes...
And it inflates.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Hilarious. So do go and see Susie at that show. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Oh, thank you, darling. And likewise, everyone knows you're brilliant. You're at the Soho.
I'm at Soho for a couple of weeks. And then we've got a couple more a couple more weeks in July at Soho. And then the autumn dates we've just added are going on sale now. So have a look. Clang. Including Newcastle upon Tyne, which I know several people have very kindly tweeted me about. And so I hope you'll come to that because that is now my Portsmouth.
Sure.
I want that to do well. But no, I want them.
Of course, and I'm sure you will.
People have a nice time.
Do join us next week on Like Minded. Well, next time.
Next time.
On Like Minded Friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.